If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, Scott Maiman for CBS News. The news on the virus is in a positive direction. Everything is very carefully constructed for the direction, and we start with New South Wales and Victoria. Scott, a very good day to you. New South Wales and Victoria are experimenting with digital certificates. What does that mean? What will it look like?
G'day, John. Great to talk with you. Yes, a lot of rejoicing going on for the past week. Sydney, finally, out of lockdown. A lot of people happy, a lot of businesses doing a roaring trade. With the idea now that 80% of the population of Sydney is now vaccinated. And that's opened the doors to many, many great opportunities. Now, the rest of New South Wales, which is the state where Sydney is based, Sydney's the capital of New South Wales, it's still in lockdown because they haven't reached that 80% mark yet. However, talking about these digital certificates, when you are vaccinated, you receive a confirmation from the federal government here, the Australian government, that you have been vaccinated, and it comes up in your medical records, but one particular medical record is this vaccination that you've been double vaxxed against the coronavirus, and you can download this particular certificate, keep it on your iPhone. You can print it out if you want to, but a lot of people you keep it on their iPhone. You just show it at the door, and they can let you in. Some of the certificates actually have a barcode, and it can be read easily through one of those machines that checks the barcode. But it's as simple as showing your iPhone at the door or having it scanned as you enter a premises, and that is to prove that you have been vaccinated. You've got that double inoculation. And that seems to be working, even though Sydney's numbers, they're still getting a lot of coronavirus detection throughout Sydney. This is the magic number we were talking about over the past few weeks, this 80% mark, which is unlocking so many doors for people and businesses. It is good news.
Sydney has, and New South Wales have, a new premier. And my information is that the new premier intends to open Sydney as fast as possible. Is that accurate? Yeah. And how does the rest of Australia regard that? New South Wales is your biggest state, I believe.
Yeah, New South Wales, one of the biggest populations in Australia. Probably one third of our population is based in New South Wales. One third of Australia's population is based in New South Wales. Sydney is open. He's pretty much walked in and very quickly opened Sydney. He's delayed the opening of New South Wales, but at the moment, if you live in Sydney, you are able to be a free person. There's still a few mandates requirements. It has caused some concern in other states. Where I am in Queensland, The concern is that it's still irresponsible to open while you still have community transmission of COVID-19. However, the new premier, Dominic Perrottet is his name. He's come in. He feels that we've hit the required 80% mark. He's working with the Prime Minister to reopen Australia. It's quite a unique partnership, but because they're members of the same party, even though they're in different levels of government. So the theory is that perhaps, and only just perhaps, he's trying to be in good favour with the Prime Minister at the expense of the health, perhaps. And this is just an opinion that New South Wales may suffer more community transmission by reopening Sydney, probably a little too early.
How is it in Queensland? What is the intention of your premier?
Our premier at the moment is not opening up the state to New South Wales. She is, Anastasia Palaszczuk is the premier of Queensland. She is of the opinion that we still have community transmission in New South Wales, which we do. But to reopen New South Wales and Sydney to the borders of Queensland, which has not had a community transmission in such a long while, she feels it's irresponsible. So at this point in time, she's not reopening Queensland to New South Wales or Victoria at this point in time.
19 years since the Bali bombing, and it killed a great number of Australians and wounded many more of the Indonesians. This is Bali is your Florida, I believe, where you go for holiday. And the Bali bombing was linked to Al-Qaeda. There was a trial. There were several trials lost in the shadows of the villains. How is it remembered in Australia? This is the 19th year, I believe.
Yeah, year 19. The big one is next year, 20-year anniversary. You've gone through the 20 years of September 11. It's like that in Australia as well. I mean, 202 people were killed in the Bali bombings. 88 of those people were Australian. Pretty much an entire football team was wiped out in the bombings. It was a somber affair this week. As we marked the occasion, a mark of respect, and it's building. It's building to a point where the 20th anniversary of the Bali bombings will be an affair that will be remembered. It will be commemorated hugely, because you got to remember, even though the numbers are much less than what the US went through with September 11, it is our version of September 11, the events of September 11. That's our 9/11.
My memory, Scott, is that Jakarta at the time was non-transparent and not helpful, and that the trials, the subsequent trials, the arrests, the pursuits were complicated. And that was complicated by Indonesia making arrests of Australians, I believe, for drug smuggling and other bad actors. Has that enmity or separation, has that abated, or is there still distrust between Indonesia and Australia?
It depends who you want to speak with. People who've been to Bali many times, who are well-versed with what goes on in Bali, they're the ones who stay out of trouble. They're the ones who know the areas where you go to and where you don't go to, more aptly put. But then there are others, especially the younger folk, who think the world of themselves, go over there, think they're invincible. They think everything's fine. But there is this conspiracy theory during the rounds that Bali is a place where you don't go to because you will be entrapped in something. It's happened many a time where, as you've just said before, many people have been caught up in drugs. The allegations have been it's been planted. And then if you just pay a cash fine to a police officer, they'll look the other way and they move on.
Finally, for 30 seconds, the platypus is back. How did they do this? It's at the Australia Wildlife Conservation Centre.
Oh, this is incredible. 50 years ago, there was a tragic accident, a chemical spill in Sydney's Royal National Park, wiped out the platypus 50 years ago and the platypus habitats. They've reintroduced this week 10 platypus to the area. They're going to monitor them and hopefully, as all part of a breeding program, repopulate Sydney's Royal National Park. For the first time in 50 years, the platypus making a return.
Scott Maiman, CBS News, Brisbane, Queensland, Australia. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.